Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Shah. Hey, ah. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath and still guard. Still going hard by. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh and still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these toothbrush. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, they go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demon play back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a webcam. Can't save, no, they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look
down. Look.
It's out, it's out. Head smoking like a top. Not do when we're copping. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh.
Yahweh.
And my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holla. Do ya, and we about to bring it to ya. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, ain't never needed their proof.
Nah.
The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the bunch bigger with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking burst, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it. Right.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
I gotta call the better answer. Do you pass in hell? I don't care about the hamster. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save, I'm a graduate. Get a Bible, that's my way.
Yeah,
I'm strong, get in the Lord. No, I'm never flat. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. Till your soul get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit fix Home Depot. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creo.
Yeah,
gotta be my hero. To follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas people. We be up in the streets for real though. Telling brothers what they feel to kill folks. This is working so, they feel hopeless though. That's what they sit to lean and pop a pill for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And to save from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Blessings and greetings. Welcome to Prophetic Sound Podcast hosted by Prophetic Wind Global Ministries. I am Prophetess Letitia Smith. I am so blessed to have you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everyone is welcome. Amen. I want you to feel like you're at home. I want you to feel like you're with family. I want you to feel that you are accepted, you are included, you are loved because you are. Amen, amen, amen. We are here for our weekly service, and I am so amazingly blessed at what the Spirit of God has been doing in this time and season. I don't know about you, but this has been a time and a season that has been so amazing, full of the intimacy of the Lord, full of the love, the compassion of God, full of just so many things that has caused me to grow, to be deeper in the things of God, to cause my roots to go deeper. And tonight will be no exception. Our last meeting, we had Apostle Ted Howard, and he absolutely blessed our socks off. I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for Prophetess Zelda. I thank God for Prophetess Anita Williams. I thank God for Prophetess Natasha James. We have had some heavy hitters. Amen. On this broadcast, I thank God for Prophetess Michelle Lopez, who is also here tonight. Amen. As you know, she's one of our own, but she brought the word on intimacy. So we have been looking at, and I began to dissect some of the words that have been coming forth. We have been looking at intimacy. We have been looking at returning to holiness. We have been looking at trusting God. We have looked at what it is to have spiritual development with Apostle Chiffon Foster. We have learned the prayer, how to increase in prayer. Amen. And so we are in school. The Spirit of God is training us. People are crying out for more of God. But to have more of God, you have to have more time in him and spent with him. Amen. And so we are diving in that together. Isn't that awesome? Together as a family, as a ministry family, as friends. Amen. We are diving into the goodness of Jesus, and now we know all that he's done for us. Our souls are crying out, hallelujah. Come on now. And so it is such a blessing. And tonight is going to be no exception. So tonight's scripture reading is going to come out of Mark chapter 2. And we're going to go to verse 22, and it says, "And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. But new wine," tonight we are going to learn a little bit about that as we get ready to dive in. My good friend, my sister, she's also one of our own, amen. Apostle Lynn Parker is here with us tonight. God bless you, woman of God. How are you tonight?
God bless you, Apostle. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm caught in the middle of two things. About what the Lord is speaking to his people on tonight. So I thank God for you and your willingness to embrace what God is saying.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, before we were on the line, you know, one of the things the Lord had been speaking to me, and I actually just looked down in my word and seen it again, and it was the words, "Follow me." And last night I was going through one of my prayer journals, you know, and it was actually a prayer journal from a very fiery season in my life. And in the journal, I had a dream, but in the journal, the Lord relayed this to me. It is easy to do what everyone else is doing. But when you get to a place when you are doing what you and God do, when it's a God thing, when it's just, you know, it doesn't matter what the world thinks. They might think I'm radical. Yeah. I'm doing too much. What you praying, you fast for, you ain't got to do all that. We need that in this hour. And so I am encouraging God's people, do more, seek more, ask more. The Lord said, if you seek, you will find. If you ask, yeah, I will answer. Amen. And he is at the door knocking. Invite him in. Invite him in on tonight. And so, Father, we thank you that we are able to follow you on tonight. Lord, your word declares that your sheep hear your voice, and no other voice will they follow. Father, we thank you, Lord, that in you we are finding our resting place. In you we are finding our place of rest. In your word we are finding our place of refuge. So tonight I ask that you will bless the oracle of the Lord, that you will bless the woman of God with words from heaven, that you will drip honey, Lord God, on her lips, and that, Lord, everything that your people need in this hour will be released and revealed for such a time as this. We thank you in advance. We give you all of the glory and the praise.
Yes, God.
In
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Mighty name. Amen and amen. And so without tarrying the time and with no further ado, I release the mic over to Apostle Lynn Parker. God bless you, woman of God. I love you. And just let God have his way.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Letitia. We just thank God for Apostle on tonight and Prophetic Wind Ministries for the invitation to share a God word release with all, you all this evening. I am excited about God in this time. I am excited. It seems like it's a time of dismay and uncertainty, but the excitement of God is coming through because he's revealing new things to us. He's revealing new approaches, new ways, new mindsets. He's springing forth with new things in this time. So I thank God for that, that no matter what we're in or going through or experiencing, God's light always shines through obscurity. And I bless his name for that. I thank God. We sometimes we make it difficult when it's supposed to be simple. I'm not saying that we don't experience things. I'm not saying that we don't go through things. I'm not saying that some things are hard for us to bear. I understand that. But when I say we make it difficult, when we try and go through and travel through in the absence of his presence, we make it difficult. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle and I were talking, speaking earlier on this week, and we were prefacing our conversation about the new wine and the old wine. And I thank God for that. As I was before God, you know, trying to listen to him on what was supposed to be presented to his dear people on tonight, you know, I had in my mind about the new wine and the old wine. And I'll just talk about that for a moment. And then I want to move on to something that I'm excited to share with you as well. I looked up old wineskins. And in my experience, I've always heard that old wineskins are not are no longer good for use. I've always heard that. Anybody that outlined the text, anyone that brought a message, I've always heard that the old wineskins were to be discarded because they were no longer useful and they weren't capable of holding new wine. Well, what I found out in some of my research that I want to share is that old wineskins are still good, but they have limited capabilities. And what the limited capability is old wineskins are only capable of holding old wine. And old wine has already been fermented. It's already expanded as much as it's going to span. It has reached its full maximum capacity for everything that is going to be at a point in time. So when you talk about old wineskins, that's something that's already at capacity. So you have to put old wine in old wineskins. Old wineskins can be used again, but you can only put certain things in them. But people of God, we are living in a prophetic time of new wine, and we need new wineskins because the new wine needs to be poured in because it has room to expand. It has room to renew. It has room to move forward in the things of God so we can move forth into things that maybe we haven't tried before, we haven't done before, we haven't thought about before, even that we haven't followed through on. But there is room in the new wineskin. But I thought about if the old wineskin can still be used, then what do we refer to the old wine for? First, I had to think about what do old wineskins hold prophetically and spiritually, as far as what they represent. Well, the old wine, and you may have heard this last week when one of the guests was referencing the old wineskins, but old wineskins are to hold old ideas, old mindsets. They're for a religious spirit. They're for tradition. They're for cults. They're for tribes. I know I'm going to get in trouble with that word, tribe. I know I am, but they're for tribes. They're for all of that camaraderie that you just use just because you're a group of people that show up at a place at a certain period of time. Old wineskin does not hold new relationships. Old wineskin does not hold that kingdom mission of that evangelism. It allows you to stay in a legalistic mindset where you feel like you deserve what you get because you work for it. But the word tells us that faith without works is dead. The word tells us that said, if you show me faith, I'll show you works. If you show me works, I'll show you faith. But they have to work hand in hand. So when we talk about that old wineskin, it's not to be disregarded, but it's to be referred back to know that we are in a time of progression. We are in a time of moving forward. We are in the time, the year 5780, the year of the mouth. We are in a time of declaring, decreeing. We are in a time of activating things in the atmosphere as we speak them and we release them. We order the atmosphere to be prepared to receive the word of God. As we speak it, it comes to pass. I come to tell you today, people of God, that the wait time is removed from what we say. There, we are existing in moments. We are no longer in times and seasons. We are in a moment of the Lord. We are in a moment to respond. We are in a moment to react. We are in a moment to move forth. We have to emerge out of the old wineskin, because you know why? It no longer is capable of holding us. It's no longer capable of binding us up. It's no longer capable of constraining us. I need a new place. I need a new wineskin so God can download creativity, so he can download imagination, so he can download new ways of doing things, so he can just download. God, somebody say, I'm open to you. I'm open to you for how you want to move in me, how you want to instruct me, God, how you want to open things up to me in your way, in your move, in your revelation. God, we just thank you. We thank you today. I had a dream, and in this dream, I had the tongue of my mouth was stuck to the roof. My tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth, and it was cleaving to the roof of my mouth, and I woke up, and it still was cleaving to the roof of my mouth. And I said, God, I don't understand what just happened. And God was dealing with me relative to his word. I want you to relax. I want you to just relax and refer to his word. God is saying, there are a lot of times when, even in the prophetic, there's a time now where a lot of words are coming forth, and they're trying to act like they're new words. They have gone back to the Old Testament to rely on falsehoods of saying, all is well, all is well. All is not well, but all is well with the people of God when we believe and have faith in him. So God was saying to me about this cleaving to the roof of the mouth. He said that I'm in a time where God is going to cause the tongue of his prophets to cleave to the roof of their mouth. And he said it won't be released, and they will not speak until I loose it, until I give them the word, until I tell them to flow in it. Sometimes in the prophetic, people think that they have to have a word and they have to say something and they have to do something. But God is saying that if you wait for me to release, then you're going to see the fruit. You'll see the fruit of the vine when my word is released. You'll see the hills drip with wine. You will see, yes, God, the reaper overcome the one that's planting the seed. He said you will live in a time of plenty, but that does not mean that you don't have to travel through a wilderness. That doesn't mean that you don't have to travel through a desert. But what God is telling us, that in times of leanness, the people of God will live in a fat place because we rely on him. We regard him as our all in all and everything. We have built intimacy, where we have sought permission of God to enter into a secret place in him, saying, God, I don't want the old wine any longer. God, I want the new wine. I want to be in that intimate place with you. God, I want you to show me. I just don't want to put what I think it should be in front of me. I want you to invite me in, but I want to dwell there. I want to stay there. So many times when we're trying to achieve intimacy with God, we pop into a place in Him, and then we pop back out because it's not convenient. But intimacy with God is not about that. Intimacy with God is a consistent and continual place in Him. When we are received of Him, we are wrapped and covered and clothed in Him. We are wrapped in Him. And when we turn to Him and say, God, I don't know what to do with this because I'm still dwelling in the old wine. I need some new wine. I need something fresh off the vine. When we do that and we turn to God and we increase in our prayer relationship, a lot of times in our prayer, when we look at, sometimes we refer to the old wine even when we do that. We pray a certain way. We say certain things. We frame it a certain way. And we say, okay, God, this is how we pray. And we model it off of the model prayer. But God is calling for us to develop strategies and approaches in Him. Strategies and approaches that reveal the future of a thing and not the now of a thing. That we spend time in Him, not just prayer time, but that we spend time dwelling in Him, concentrating on Him, meditating on Him, even throughout every portion of our day, where prayer, it evolves into not a specific time, but it evolves into a posture. It's a time to develop relationship, and it's a time to bind the mind and the spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Does anybody want new wine? I want new wine, because my old wine, pouring my old wine on this situation is not going to do anything but sour it. Even when people go to buy vintage wine, a lot of times they can't even drink it because after a certain time, that wine is sour. That wine has, flavor of the vinegar has evolved and it has risen to the top. So the wine isn't even good to drink, but they collect it because they like looking at the bottles. They collect it because they like the status. They collect it because just so they can say that I have possession of these things. But our life in God is not like collecting old wine. Our life in God is pouring out something new. God, pour out the spirit on your people, God, the anointing of your oil, God. And God, as a preparation is made for the wine, as is made for the wine and the grapes are processed and crushed, and the juice and the fruit of the wine has come forth, God, allow us to stand in you, oh God. Allow us to survive the crushing. Allow us to survive the process. Allow us to survive when things rise up, that we rise up in you. And we allow you to confront it. We allow you to release the angels of your armies, God, to fight on our behalf. Oh, God, that you show yourself strong and mighty on behalf of your people, God. That you open the eyes of your servants and you let them see that they are protected. Thank you, Jesus, that there are chariots of fire around them, just as you allowed Elijah's servant to see. He said, open this young man's eyes that he might see. He thought that he was in an impossible situation. And the enemy is trying to come in to bring fear to the people of God, to make us look at situations, to make us look at circumstances, to make it seem like we got to revert to old ways to handle things. But God, open the eyes of your people that they might see that you have chariots of fire encamped about them, that your protection is around us, that we are covered. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that there are angels waiting to war on our behalf, oh God, that we don't have to submit to fear in this situation. We are experiencing things that we have never experienced in our lives or in generations or in time, that some of us weren't even alive when there were a threat of other plagues and things like that coming forth. But God, no matter what, you said you have the king's heart in your hand. And no matter what, you never vacate your throne. So, God, I thank you for that. I thank you for the new wine. God, I thank you for using the old wine to refer to for things that we need to keep as far as standards. But there are things that we need to vacate, like the way that we think, the way that we process, the way that we move forward in things, God. Let us assume the mind of Christ, oh God. Let us move in your spirit, God. Let us have your instruction, God, because we are in a time of immediacy. We are in a time not to be reactive, but we are in a time of action, God, where maybe we are so connected and so in tune with you, God, that we move by the sword of your spirit, that we move expeditiously, that we don't wait and let things set, that when you give us a command, when you give us an instruction, God, give your people the ability and the strength to follow through with what you've told us to do. We're living in an urgent time. We're losing lives, but we don't have to lose souls. God, awaken the spirit of evangelism in us all as kingdom citizens. God, awaken that we want to share the love of God that we've experienced with people that are hurting, with people that have been abused, the people that have been neglected. God, we have room for new wine in our wineskins. We want to expand in our purpose. We want to expand in our mission. We want to expand in how we assist others. God, we just thank you today. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the glory for your presence, God. Bless your people even now, God, that we know that we need to assume the minds of Christ. God, allow us to see people through your eyes, oh God. Allow us to see things through your situation, because your word says that you are the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And Christ even came and said, with man, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And if we take the word impossible and we just split those first two letters and insert an apostrophe, impossible becomes I'm possible. God is possible through everything that we do. So God, we vacate the tenets of the old wine, even now. And God, we embrace the new. It is time, people of God, for you to stretch out your tent stakes, for you to prepare for more, for bigger, for you to expand. As it tells us in Isaiah 54:2, it says to stretch forth your tent stakes, which means make room. Make room for the increase. Make room for the manifestation of God's glory in your life. Make room for the things that he has given you. Make room for works. Make room for faith. Make room for love. Make room for his glory and his revelation. Because I promise you, when you get in a place in God, I'm not even talking about the prophetic. When you get in a place of God, he will start to show you things with understanding. He will give you wisdom. He will give you ability. He will give you know-how on how to approach things and how to get things done. God, we thank you today. God, we thank you today that we are embracing the new wine, oh God. We thank you today that we are going to leave scriptural ideologies. We're going to leave those things. We're going to things for how people say it's supposed to be. We are going to come against societal norms in the name of Jesus. We're coming against the acceptance of moral degradation in the name of Jesus. We come against generational unrighteous covenants that have been entered into, that have affected ongoing generations. We come against those behaviors. We come against evil proclivities that have come up in our minds and our hearts that sometimes are seen in our families, God. We come against it even now, God, and we repent even now for thinking that it's okay for saying I'm just a certain way or this person is a certain way. God, you love all your people. You do not look at what we do. You reject the sin, of course. But you value all of us as people of God, and you love us with an everlasting love. God, I come against the bondage of sin even now in the name of Jesus, that it be broken off, not just by righteousness, but broken off by the love of Christ, how we show it to one another, how we show it to others that may not have experienced your love on that level yet. God, we just thank you. We give you glory. God, we thank you for the new wine. We thank you for new times. We thank you for things springing forth. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and we thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're at your phones right now, if you could just lift your hands, you could put us on speaker. I got all the other phones muted. Because I just feel the Spirit just wanting to encounter and invade our lives right now. If you have a heavenly language, pray. If you don't, still pray. We're just going to begin to exalt the Lord. You are amazing, God. You are awesome, God. There is none like you in all the earth, Lord God. David said that you are the best thing, Lord God, and that your seed, Lord God, has never been seen begging bread. Father, we release your glory. We release your presence into every circumstance. Thank you, Lord, that you are calling us to a deeper, wider, higher point in you. You are calling us, Lord God, for deep is calling upon deep. Father, we respond to the sound of your voice. We respond, oh God, to the sound of heaven, that clarion call, Father, that is coming from heaven, Father, to your children. Come and follow me. Come and follow me. Lord, we follow you. Lord God, we follow you to the ends of the world. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us a second chance, that you have reset and recalibrated. Father, you have began to speak to us about those things that are so important, Father, those things called holiness, the things called righteousness, the things of honesty and loyalty, loving our children and our family, loving our neighbors. Father, you had two commandments in the New Testament, and it was to love thy neighbors as thyself and to love your God. You summarized every commandment with those two statements. So, Father, help us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to love our God. Lord, we put away and cast down every idol. We put away and cast down every vain imagination. We put away and cast down everything, Lord God, that is not of you. And, Lord, we ask that you will fill us again tonight, that Holy Spirit come down and fill us afresh and anew. Bring refreshing to your people. Bring a new standard to your people. God. Bring a new awareness to your people, Lord. Sleepers, awaken. Holy Spirit, shake us and wake us to the sound of the Spirit of God and what he is speaking to the church in this season and in this hour. Lord, we pray for every leader from the north, east, south, and west that you will help them lead in this time of unsurety, that you will help them to lead even in the midst of trying to figure it out themselves.
Yes, God.
That, Lord, you will give Solomon's wisdom to your leaders.
Yes, God.
And you reminded me, Lord God, of the two women that were fighting over the baby that came to Solomon, and Solomon said, "We'll cut the baby in half," knowing that a mother would never let that happen to their children.
Jesus.
And I have a knowing, Lord God, that it's going to be that type of wisdom that is needed, that practicality of wisdom that is needed in this hour for your leaders. Because it is not by might nor by power, but your spirit awakened. Oh, you sleeper.
Yes, God.
So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we cast down our cares. We hand them over to you because you care for us.
Yes, God.
And we thank you and we honor you in your holy name. Amen and amen.
Yes,
we
God.
Are so grateful for this evening. Grateful for the woman of God coming, and she actually came at very short notice. I thank God for your loyalty and your love, woman of God. And it is it is appreciated. Thank you so much. So at this time, we only have a few callers on tonight, which is awesome. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines. I'm going to open up the first line. Line ending in 7801. God bless you. 7801. Okay, we're going to move on. I'm going to open up the line to 4191.
God bless you. I just wanted to say thank you for the word. It was on time, as usual, and it was encouraging, and it's exactly what we all need to hear.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to leave your line open, woman of God. Okay, we're going to go on to 2750.
I just want to thank you for the word. I enjoyed myself. God bless you, Pastor. God bless Apostle. This is Pastor Tara. I enjoyed myself. Thank
amen,
you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess. Prophetess will be a guest here soon as well, just working out schedules. But this is, it is a good time. It is a good time to be in the things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So woman of God, Apostle, yes.
When you have a moment, I just wanted to say something to the woman of God that's on the line, okay?
Oh, go ahead, because I was getting ready to jump in too. So let's go ahead and jump on in. Go ahead.
All right. I see some teams developing. Some of them may or may not include your core people that you currently have, but to be open to where they're coming from, because they're coming from unlikely places. They're not coming from traditional roots. They're unchurched. They're coming because they love God. They're coming because they honor the kingdom mission. They are coming. Some of them are already there, and they're just chomping at the bit for an opportunity to serve. They don't want to do it where they're recognized. They don't want to be noticed. They don't want to be called out. They just want to work. So I thank God for making a way for you in the wilderness. There are some big tasks that you have, and you're saying, God, I know you gave it to me, but how am I going to do this? I'm one person. How am I going to accomplish this for the kingdom? And God is saying, because of your yield and your will to please me, he says, I've already provided. I already sent it. He said, if you just wait and wait for that east wind, he said, my east wind is coming. And I'm going to blow on you. And I'm going to replenish you. And I'm going to refresh you. And I'm going to rise you up. I'm going to raise you. I'm going to raise you from the places where you thought sometimes you were dwelling in the dirt, because you have been in a low place sometimes. But God says, this is the time, the moment. He's not saying time, I'm sorry. He's saying, this is the moment that I am raising you up. This is the moment that none of that dust is going to adhere to you. This is the moment where you are my clean vessel. This is the moment where I have taken off those other garments and I put new garments on you. This is the moment where you are going to lead the bride. This is the moment where you are taking the bride's garment to the cleaners. And when it came from the cleaners, it didn't have spot or wrinkle or any such thing. When it came from the cleaners, it was when it came from the cleaners, it was the garment that I had ordained. It was the garment that I had created.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said that I have called the bride, and you understand how to take care of the garment. Just like the women that used to be in the house of the Lord, and they took care of the wardrobe. God said, you took care of the wardrobe. You took care of my church because you loved what I said. And he said, don't think that I have not remembered. Don't think that I haven't gathered your tears up under the altar. Don't think that I haven't remembered. He said, your arms have come before me. I remember your arms. I remember your tears. I remember the things that I gave you that you vacated in your youth. I don't even know how old you are, but you vacated them in your youth because you had to do things for your family. You had to do things for your job. You had to do things to make a living. So some things had to wait, even though God had given you a burning about it. And so you've been thinking recently. You've been saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Those are some things for my youth. I had given up on those things because I knew I had to take care of my home and my family. But God says that the east wind is going to raise you up, that the east wind is going to give you a renewal, that your dreams are not deflated. Your dreams are elated. Your dreams are manifested. Your dreams, even though they seem old, he said, I made them new because I rejuvenated them. And I'm going to go ahead and perform what I said through you in the name of Jesus. He said, I didn't forget what I told you. He said, I didn't forget what I showed you when you were in your room, laying in your bed, looking at the four walls, wondering what to do next. And he spoke to you, and he told you, don't lose heart, but you felt like you didn't have anything to hold on to. But he kept telling you, don't lose heart. And you said, God, I don't have anything to hold on to. I don't know what to do next. But God created a river in the wilderness for you. And in your mind just now, what popped in was, what am I going to do about resources? God said, if you just surrender to me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your being, all your no's, all your yeses, surrender it to my lordship. He said, you're going to see what I'm going to do. I'm going to send them from the east and the west, from the north and the south. They're going to be people that are moving to this area, and they don't even know why they came, but they are going to find you, because they are talking to you. God bless your servant even now. Don't let her give up. He said you just to the cusp. He said you're like a priest waiting on the banks, waiting for the river to overflow in that time of year. And said when the priest, when the overbank flowed, when it flowed and it touched the priest's feet, they knew what to do. He said, Don, you standing in the middle. The waters are getting ready to overflow. He said, just be ready to move. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for the release of your word, that it doesn't even have to be proclaimed as true because it's already active. It's already recorded. And in Jesus' name, we rejoice for your servant right now.
Lord. Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Apostle. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Actually, I think you hit on just about everything. If I had to add anything, it would be that the Lord is going to do some expedient things on your behalf. I see some things having to move very quickly, and so I hear the word expedient, and so, Lord, we decree and declare, Lord God, supernatural provision and a speedy manifestation, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that word. That's a word from God. Thank you for that word. I just thank you. I needed that word. Thank you. I thank you, God. I thank God. I thank you for that word. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I enjoyed the word you preached about. I enjoyed the prayer. I enjoyed everything. I thank God. He gave me a good word. He just gave me a good word. And I thank God. You talked about it. It was just confirmation. It's just confirmation. And I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for all who's on the line. I don't know if you can hear me or not. But I just thank God for the word. I thank God. I was at my church yesterday, and I had a little paint left over. I went to the bathroom and repainted the ladies' bathroom. And as I began to paint, I just thank God for fixing what needed to be fixed.
Yes.
And then he gave me insight on little things, how to do and what to do. And I began to thank him fixing the pipes and stuff. And then I got a call right then and there that someone wanted to come and fix some of the things that needed to be fixed, just what I was painting and thanking God for in the ladies' bathroom. So he let me know in the season in my life, even if you thought on a thing and you didn't utter it, he would bless even the thought that you wanted to do something. Mm. And he moved on even my thought, oh God. He moved on a thought. I said, oh, Jesus, thank you, God. So I just begin to praise him and park it on just thanking him on what he's done, what he's going to do, what he's already done. And you are all on it. And he blessed me with, you know, an extended ministry in Rochester. And I said, Lord, you gave me this, and I need you to make a way on some other things. And he said, just thank him. And I began to thank him, and God began to move there in that area where I'm located and in the Buffalo area. So I thank him, you know, for what he's doing and how he's moving. And you're right, he sent people straight out of nowhere. He sent me blessings by way of ministering on Facebook by song and just giving the prophetic word on Sunday, what God gave me, and I shared a little bit of it. And, you know, he let me know that we are in, the world called it this new normal, but he said we are in a shift. Mm-hmm. And when you were praying, I said, oh, that's just, oh, God gave that. So this confirmation. He'll give you confirmation. And I said, oh, Lord, he said, we are in a shift. I've already shifted. You're going to see new preachers, pastors, bishops, apostles rise up. People, they'll come straight out of nowhere. You never see them. You don't know them. You haven't seen them before. All you know, they'll just be bold and give you what God said. And there you go. They just boldly stand on what God has said. And I said, oh, Lord. That this is where we're at. We're in that season. So I thank God. The world doesn't understand. They call it a new normal because they do not understand. But there has been a shift. And he let me know if we were quarantined right in our quarantine time, come on here, that he would speak to the people of God. So I just thank God. I'm just sharing a little bit of that with you all. But I enjoyed this. I see your number on Facebook. I wrote it down really quick. I said, let me jump on. I enjoy all of this. I needed it. And I enjoy the word of God. I enjoy the prayer. Thank you for the word. Please send me the Cash App or however to sow. And I will do that as well. Thank you, Apostle. And just thank you all for your word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is so good. He is so good. And and we are in the kingdom business, and the Lord is allowing that thing and breathing on it so that it grows exponentially. And that's, I believe that's why I see like a chain that is connecting. It's like-minded individuals who are just looking to build the kingdom. You know, we're not looking for our names to be great. We're looking for Jesus to be great. And so I'm honored to serve in the kingdom with my sisters because I got some bad sisters.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
You do. Yes,
okay.
You do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, we have one more person on the line. I'm going to, Prophetess Tara, I'm going to leave your line open just in case God gives you something. I've left a Prophetess Lopez's line open. And actually, I might as well leave Prophetess Nikki's line open. I don't even know if I didn't hear her on, but just in case. We don't know what God's going to bring out. Okay, line ending in 2129. God bless you. Line ending in 2129. Okay, you know what? She might be at work. I think she's at work. She did tell me she was going to call in, but she was going to be at work. Okay, so this has been such a blessed time. Apostle Lynn, can you give your giving information, please? Do you hear the drums in the background? Okay.
That would be Apostle Letitia Smith at Prophetic Wind Ministries. You'll be able to give to her online or via Cash App. And as soon as I hand over, she's going to give you her information because we are going to seed back into the kingdom mission. That's what we're going to do. I just want to say that there is a time to receive. That's true. But there's a time to give. And we have to know when we need to receive and when we need to pay things forward. So anything that God had put on your heart to seed into me in any way, if you would give your best gift, and she didn't know I was doing this, to Prophetic Wind Ministries, that would be appreciated. And what I'm going to do is, when they say about giving a prophet a glass of water or the things you say you do for a prophet, well, let me release the prophet's reward on each of you, and it's not driven by money. It's driven by your heart. I want you to understand that. But I'm going to release the prophet's reward over our audience on tonight. And the prophet's reward is to have what you need when you need it, not what you think you need, but to have what you need when you need it. So I want to pray that blessing over everyone that's on the call, whether you give or not. I'm praying that it's honored in the atmosphere. It will be respected and done in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Hey, amen. She got me. Okay, so if you're going to get to Prophetic Wind Ministries, there's two ways to do that. You can give through PayPal, and that is paypal.me@Prophetic Wind. Or you can give by Cash App, which is $Letitia, spelled L-A-T, Gartner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. So again, that's paypal.me at Prophetic Wind. That's for PayPal. Or you can give over Cash App, which is $Letitia, L-A-T-S-H-I-A, Gartner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. So that's the two ways to give. If you have Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and you know my cell phone number, you could also give that way, but that's only for the inner circle that know my cell phone number. Amen. you can also give that way. And I appreciate anything that God lays on your heart to give. We are, you know, we do have a little bit of overhead with this, so anything helps. Amen. Also,
amen.
I just want to thank God for my sister, and she also happens to be an elder with this ministry. I have to say that as well, because the wisdom that she releases and gives into this ministry is priceless, priceless. I can't tell you how many times this woman has talked me off 4 or 5 ledges in a day. She is trustworthy with the heart of the people. So if you find yourself in need of wisdom, and I'm kind of putting her out there, but this woman of God is anointed for it. So I thank God for her, and I'm saying that very, very, it's hard. It's got to be the Holy Ghost, because I don't share. I don't like sharing my friends. No, I'm joking.
It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost.
Because Holy Ghost says so. Pastor, amen, and Prophetess Tara, please tell the people of God about your, and for those who's going to be listening and those who will listen, about your album, because we were supposed to feature one of your songs. I have to find a way to get an MP3 file for your song. But please tell them about your album and how they can get a hold of that.
Well, yes, I have my first CD, and if you need to get a hold of that from me, you can either reach me at 716-381-2750, or you can 716-578-8595. You can reach me, Tara Burleston, and I'll get it to you. This is my new CD and my first time, you know, doing this. Me and my producer, we're trying to get this going to where it's on the thumb drive. So we can kind of send that out, but we have the CDs as well. You can reach me and I'll get it to you.
Okay. And I was actually at the album release and my sister was looking fabulous. And it's a good CD. If I would have known, I'd have came a little fancy. I couldn't even keep up that night. She looked amazing. And you know, all the gifts are coming together. You know, God is doing great things. We will be celebrating Prophetess Lopez's devotional coming out soon. You know, God is doing some kingdom things, amen. And so I thank God for that. And I'm starting to learn my role. I just need to push people right on out the right side of the boat.
Okay.
We're gonna just push you right on out the right side. You know, because I know you were toiling all night, Peter. But this morning we're gonna go jumping off the right side of the boat and watch all that fish. It's just gonna come to you, all that fish. So we give God praise. Okay,
yes,
so
yes.
Listen, we will be back on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Prophetess Anita Williams will be with us tomorrow. She also is coming in a clinch. Please keep Dr. Celeste Owens in prayer. She was actually scheduled with us. But she has had a loss in the family, so please keep her and her family in prayer, who I just happen to be very close to. I love them so much, and I know Apostle Parker is very close as well. You know, keep the woman of God in prayer and the family, and hopefully When the God time is right, Dr. Celeste will be with us. Amen. And so I called in two pitch hitters. Amen. And they all came. They both came in the time. And so I thank God for that. And so we will be back on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow evening. If you know a friend, you have church members that would like to, I'm not pulling on anybody's members. Amen. You can keep all the headaches. Glory be to God. But I do know that the Lord has a word in due season on this line. And so if you have, your members, you have friends, you have family that need prayer, that need that word of wisdom and encouragement, especially in this time when the enemy is trying to isolate, we want to be that resource, and one of those resources to help to breathe life into water God's people in this season. Amen. So, Apostle Parker, is there anything you would like to say before we get ready to dismiss the line?
I just want to thank you for allowing me this airspace and this time. I thank you for requiring me to go to God on behalf of the people.
I thank you for that. Praying God's blessing over you, over this ministry, you and your husband, your family. We just thank God. We thank God. I decree a release. A release. Sometimes we say a release of what's necessary, but I declare and decree a release of those things that you want and not just the things that you need. I decree the reward of a faithful servant over your mind, your body, your emotions, on your hands. God, release the anointing of God through the woman of God's hands, that anything she touches promotes your will and your purpose, God, and that she is a recipient of the reaper of the harvest. And God, we just thank you for everyone that's on this line, and we believe, know, and trust that you met the heart need and will continue to do so, and it is so. In the matchless name of Jesus, I release this prayer to be sealed by Apostle in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. So, Father, we thank you. We ask, Lord God, that this seed will grow fruit in your likeness, and there will be nothing, Lord God, lacking or broken in the lives of your people any longer, but we will see the fulfillment of the Lord in the day of the living. And we give you all of the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, so God bless all of you. I will see you back here at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and then we will not be having service on Thursday night. We normally do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but this Thursday we'll be taking a night off, amen. And so I hope you enjoy your night off, because next week we have three heavy hitters lined up for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. And so we thank God for each and every one of you that are faithful and enjoying this ministry. If you are enjoying the ministry, and this is for people who are listening in later or now, if you're enjoying the ministry, please go by facebook.com/prophetic wind ministries and please leave us a like. Amen. You could even message us, give us a quick testimonial. It's encouraging to us to know that we're doing something that is not only successful but effective. And so we would love to hear from you. So again, facebook.com/prophetic wind ministries. You have to put in the ministries, because there is another Prophetic Wind on Facebook. We will be looking forward to hearing from you. So at this time, we're going to end the call. God bless all of you, and good night.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah, Holy Ghost hard, many members one body. Keep the press still guard, still going hard. Then they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost hard, many members one body. Keep the press still guard, still going hard. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these toothbrushes. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, we go move it. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Bang, bang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a webcam. Chase, save, know they hate that. Ray J when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look that. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do what I'm a cop. I guess you gotta learn a hard way. When it come to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. Yahweh. And my prayer stands powerful. We coming through screaming holler. New Year, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their proof. Nah. The word is God saying, Mama, I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point finger with the rock. Throwing in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking verse, dope. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members one
rest is still God. Still going on by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going on by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.